Hi, and welcome to BA Brew. I'm Pete.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Stu.
And I'm Fiona.
And today, we shall be talking about the role of the BA in digital solution development and delivery. So firstly, can I thank Catherine for joining us as our guest today? Catherine is a business analysis leader at Kensington Mortgages and one of the key reviewers of a recent publication by BCS Publications of my trilogy, the Digital Solutions Collection of Books. I must admit, Catherine did an absolutely brilliant job of that and really helped steer the direction of the books from both a sort of technical point of view, but also from a BA perspective. Like myself, you know, Catherine does have a keen interest in the crossover between these two disciplines that we're going to be talking about, digital solutions and business analysis. Stuart and Fiona, who are also joining us, have been working with me on the development of a new foundation in digital solution development. Hence, we'll be sort of chipping in and keeping us in tow, just in case we go down rabbit holes and things like that. Yes, I look forward to their input along the way as well. But if we can start off with you first, Catherine, if that's okay. The BA role is often viewed as a bridge between business and technical stakeholders. That's a common definition that we come across sometimes, isn't it? And with recent developments in digital technologies, this is becoming even more critical than ever, I guess. So do you think the role of the BA is changing as these new technologies, such as AI robotic process automation and the autonomous, this, that, and the other. Do you think that as they're becoming more mainstream, the role of the BA is actually starting to change?
I definitely think it is going to change, because it's interesting when you say that bridge, and it made me reflect over my career. And I can understand where that's come from, because the business talk what they want to do, the technology, and they talk slightly different languages, and we've been seeing ourselves as a bridge. However, as technology changes, and certainly my recent exposure into Gen AI and Copilot and what it can do, that will start making sense. So the business can ask and understand the technology, and the technology teams can understand the business. But what we fundamentally do, and what we have done for years and will still continue to do, is to make sense. So we make sense of what's going on. That for me is the fundamental thing of what value business analysis and a business analyst brings to any situation. It's asking all of the questions, it's using all of the toolkit, all of the various different components, just to make sense of what's going on. And because every situation we deal with is unique, you can't use artificial intelligence. Well, probably can in the future, somebody will tell me. But right now, it will tell you what it knows, but it doesn't know the context of what you're dealing with and those nuances. That's where that fundamental business analysis skill set framework, whatever you call it, is still around for a while. Yeah, to come.
Brilliant. Now, some of you out there may have already seen various different AI blogs that we've done over the years. One, the very first AI blog that we did was hosted by AI. We had an AI avatar and text to speech technology in the background, and we were asking questions. One of the questions we asked is, with AI, is there still a role for the BA? Does the BA need to be human in future? And interestingly, it did come back and said yes, because there are certain intrinsically human traits that are really critical within business analysis. Now, Stu, if I can come to you next. You have recently written a blog. I'm not sure if it's been published when this goes out, but you've recently written a blog on digital solution development and the BA service framework, I believe. I don't know whether you could just give us a bit of an insight from that perspective, of a little bit of a heads up of what's coming in the blog, perhaps.
Yeah, so what I looked at is each of those services in the BA service framework, and where do they touch on the development of digital solutions? You know, where in the life cycle do we plug in? And the short answer is everywhere. but it was sort of looking at, well, where can we enhance our service delivery as BAs by having a better understanding of how digital solutions are conceived, designed, developed, delivered, supported, all of that. Because, I mean, I've always kind of approached my work as a BA with the assumption that technology is just magic, because it can do anything. We put a man on the moon decades ago. It can be made to do anything. But actually, you need to be able to have useful and valuable conversations with the people that do understand the technology deeply, you know, the solution architects, developers, etc. Because there will be things that are blatantly obvious to them that they may not even, it might not occur to them to talk about with you as a BA. And if you aren't equipped with enough understanding to ask the good questions and the timely questions, it's gonna affect your ability to identify requirements, you know, either functional requirements or particularly non-functional requirements, I think. Identifying some of those sort of risks of, well, if we pick this option over that option, what are the real implications of that, and what do we need to account for? And even down to kind of the delivery end of things, and you know, we're often involved in kind of the change management side of things and business readiness, business acceptance, and just being able to have those useful conversations. You know, if you're helping run a UAT and stakeholders and users are saying, why does it do this? Who thought that was a good idea? You need to be able to have those conversations intelligently. So, yeah, basically everywhere.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And if I can come to you, Fiona, in another life, before you were working for Assist and teaching business analysis training and all the rest of it, you actually used to teach more technical subjects, didn't you? But do you think that, you know, having that exposure to both worlds, business analysis and more of the sort of technical side of things, do you think this is something where the BA can themselves become more technical or perhaps, you know, develop more technical knowledge? Because I know we often talk about the competencies of a BA being, you know, professional techniques, interpersonal skills and business knowledge. But actually, is there a place for more technical knowledge? And can you see the role of the BA maybe becoming more technical, do you think?
Yeah, I think it is important that as a BA, you're aware of what AI can do, but also limitations as well. And I think I'm going back to a point Catherine said about BAs making sense. I think, and I can't believe I'm actually saying this out loud, Pete, but I think BAs can bring that view of, let's not just use AI for the potential, but also looking at where we can still use humans. So AI is there as a more of a support, but not replacing humans in everything. Because I think we still need to have that level of trust, really, that humans, you know, BAs are great at stakeholder relationships, and we need to maintain that, really. But it's looking at what capabilities AI have and where can we use them to the best possible way of still delivering that value. That's the way I would go. And I can't believe I'm saying that, because I was always for, you know, AI, let's always bring it into everything. But actually, I think we've all been in touch with organizations where they've simply replaced humans, and all that's done is shift the problem somewhere else. It hasn't made anything better. It's actually at times, and I can think of a few organizations that I'm not going to mention, but it's caused more problems in the long run. So I think having a BA's view of where can we use this new capability for the best, I think it's just evolving the BA role even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I think it kind of brings us back, I guess, to Poppet. Poppet seems to pop up everywhere and nearly every course that I run and nearly every BA brew that we record seems to have Poppet in at some point. But it is an incredibly simple but powerful framework, and it does really encapsulate the fact that business analysis is not just about the technology bit. it encompasses all of those things, and all of these things need to work together. And of course, the BA is kind of uniquely positioned to be the glue to make sure all of these things do come together. So if I can come back to you, Catherine, I mean, can you share any examples or your thoughts really about this, you know, the BA and the holistic nature of the work?
Yeah, definitely. It's all sorts. When you guys were talking, I was thinking, oh, yeah, that's that. The Pop-It one made me smile because I was talking to somebody yesterday about setting up a workshop for people, and I was putting the ideas down. And as he's talking to me and explaining what you want, I wrote down Pop-It. Thought that I need it's all of these things. So Pop-It for me is just in, it just pops in, doesn't it? But it's there. But that, the BA being technical, when I first started off, and I'm talking last century, doing business analysis, it was a different landscape. Technology was different, obviously, but the roles were different. And there's many more roles in technology now than there ever were. And I suppose I was fortunate that you were at the coalface. So people would throw production databases at me to let me go and analyze things. You would never let anybody near that now. So you'd had hands-on, but I've also done different training. I did an OU degree back in the noughties where I did object-oriented computing. So I got frogs to jump up and down on a screen, and that level set me to go, I never want to be a technologist, but I appreciate what they do, and I appreciate the architecture, and I appreciate how the widgets are put together. That makes me have a conversation. If I'm talking to an architect, I need confidence that person has grasped the requirements I'm asking of them, and what are you designing that's going to meet this needs? If I'm talking to a tester, I want to understand, have you got this? Do you know this? Do you know the value? You know, what are you going to test? If you're going to take a risk-based approach, which bits do we need to make sure are working? So for me, it's equally as important that I can have a conversation with the technical team as much as I can with many different business stakeholders. As I've worked in different industries, and the value that a BA can bring is we can converse with any business stakeholder in any environment. But actually what's foundational is the technical elements, because it doesn't matter if you're doing a bit of technology in financial services, in retail, in technology, those components and the HR system or the whatever it is you're using, the bit of digital tech, they're fundamentally the same.
Yeah. It's interesting what you were saying there, you know, about understanding, you know, the tech and being able to converse with other technical specialists. But of course, as a BA, BAs are not really expected to be technical experts, but have that kind of basic understanding, share the same vocabulary, have a kind of, I don't know whether rudimentary is the right word, but a sort of foundational knowledge of digital technologies and how digital solutions are put together and delivered. To have more of those kind of conversations, and you know, be part of the unified team, I guess is what you hear quite a lot. And I guess in an agile world, the boundaries between roles are starting to blur a little bit. Would you agree with that, Stu?
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, you know, BA product owner, I think, is the classic one in the agile world where no one seems really sure where to draw the line. But yeah, other roles as well, user researchers, for example. I mean, I think, you know, as BAs, we come with that toolbox that we can apply in any situation, you know, whether there's technology or not. But I think just going back to the Pop-It point, I think, you know, technology teams are very much focused on the tech, but it's not, and there are all sorts of practices, frameworks, and ways of working built around how we're going to do the tech bit. But the other angles of the Pop-It, it's nobody else's job in those teams really to worry about the people or the process of the organization side of things. And so, I mean, for me as a BA, if you're working in an agile team on a product development, I think you can try and act as the person that is looking out for those other things, and how do they plug in to the technical angle. I think you can't just treat them in isolation. You're looking at, well, how do decisions made about the technology affect each of these other angles? And whereas maybe a product owner will have a different angle that they're coming at from that. So for me as a BA, that's sort of always been my way in.
I agree. One of the things that's become a little bit radical, I guess, in the world of technology nowadays is that maybe the role of the BA is actually becoming more relevant than the role of the solution developer. And what I'm alluding to here is these sort of no-code and low-code platforms, that actually it's more important that you understand the business requirements and how the technology supports the business than it is perhaps to understand and be an expert programming a particular programming language. Now, that's a bit of a radical thought. And I know, I've been in my career for over 35 years now. And in the early days, they were having these, what they called fourth generation languages. And the idea was that you were taking a much more abstract form of a specification. You didn't need to write machine code like they did in the early days of computing. And it's gradually become more and more abstract and more business focused rather than technical focused. Now, I know that your background is very much one placed in technology, Fiona. So I don't know whether you'd like to share your thoughts on whether you think this is where things are going. Well, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? What do you think?
It's quite an interesting point of view. I was actually at a conference yesterday about AI and data, and one of the main things that kept cropping up in the conversations I was having is that BA, there are a lot of BAs out there now that are being asked to use AI to create code, and they're almost trying to sort of get rid of the developer completely from this, which I was horrified at, of course. But it does worry me. Catherine mentioned about lines being blurred slightly. I think that there is sort of a trend of that happening, that BAs are getting asked to use AI to do more of the developing side of things without really understanding what they're doing. To me, there's so many, we could take this conversation down the whole ethical considerations there. But I do think it's quite an important thing that we have to consider. I know that I have talked to a lot of BAs I'm training, for example, where they're asked to do that now.
Right. Yeah. That's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So I know people say AI might be replacing BAs, but I think might be replacing developers. That's a really controversial point.
There's probably a stronger argument for replacing developers, because I used to be a developer, so I'm batting it on their team, so to speak. But development is, there is a degree of creativity about development, but it is quite a technical, methodical discipline. Understanding the programming languages, understanding how to structure an algorithm, and what statements you need to use and the syntax and all of that kind of stuff. That kind of lends itself to being automated, and hence there's been this pursuit over many years of trying to have these sort of generated solutions over the years. But of course, things like dealing with stakeholders, the people side of things, the ethical side of things, these are all inherently human traits. And of course, this is where presumably the BA, is going to keep being relevant, even though maybe the more technical stakeholders become slightly less relevant. Bit of a radical thought. What's your take on that, Catherine, if you don't mind?
Oh, it's funny. As soon as you sort of say, that blurred lines, I always go back to a trade. So, I painted that wall behind. I've got access to a paintbrush and a pot of paint. So it means I can paint a wall. Don't look too closely, because it's not going to be straight and it's not going to be perfect. And all of the preparation and the stuff, if I had a professional in here doing my decorating in my house, I'd get much better, it'd be much quicker. Okay, it might cost me a little bit more, but I'd get a better outcome. So it's all about that. What do you need to get out of it? So yes, we probably could turn our hands to anything, because let's face it, we are a we're a profession that can sort stuff out because we can see things need doing and I can roll my sleeves up. But something I would always say to people, I can give it a go, but I'm not going to be the best person to do that. And you'll probably find you need to hire somebody to come and redo the work afterwards. So I think there's all of this talk about artificial intelligence replacing, it makes, we can do more. So for the last few months, we've been trialing Copilot at Kensington. And I found it has saved times in preparing for workshops, lots of activities and me thinking, you know, just generating some ideas. It has saved me time. However, it still needs me to do the, okay, does this make sense and what's going on? So I think it will accelerate. We might be able to do more with less, but I don't think, I personally can't see it. I mean, I might be too blinkered, but it's going to replace this and replace that. It might, because we've had an explosion of different roles. You alluded to the, you know, user experience, you know, those different specialists that we've ended up with all over the place. And we're all worrying about, they've got my job. So I think that might smooth itself out a bit. But I don't think it's going to fundamentally replace having somebody there that goes, is this the right thing to do? Is this the right way to do it? They might get somebody more, I'm calling it the intern out there to do the work for them. But fundamentally, I think you still need the professor there to have that sense check.
That's a really interesting analogy, actually. I'm conscious that we could be talking about this for hours because it is, you know, we're all quite passionate about this subject and it's quite an interesting subject. Things are moving forward rapidly with technology and the likes. But I'm going to have to go to some final thoughts now. So if I come to you first, Stu, and any final thoughts?
Just as a BA, just use your professional curiosity when it comes to technology. Even if you don't currently have, you know, a deep technical understanding, talk to the people that do. Talk to developers, talk to testers, find out, you know, how do these things happen? What's changing? What things concern them? What do they need from you as a BA? And it, you know, when you give them user stories or acceptance criteria, you know, just build those bridges, and it puts you in a better position to carry on asking better questions.
Brilliant. Yeah, some wise advice there. Thanks for that, Stu. Fiona, if I come to you next.
I think Stu summed it up nicely. I would just say I wasn't implying anybody would be replaced. I think it goes back to my original point that AI is there and it can support us and it can make tasks easier, but it won't. I don't think it will ever replace humans. I think, you know, we need to have the trust that we have with other human beings. AI can't get that. So, use it as a supportive tool, but it's not going to replace anybody, I don't think. I think people that think that watch too many sci-fi films in the future.
Okay, good stuff. And then finally, from you, Catherine, any final thoughts?
I'm probably going to do a plug for the books, to be honest, the ones that I reviewed.
Oh, right, yeah, I'm
up for that. Yeah, you are for that, but when I got your book review, I thought, God, why haven't I never read this before? Because it just summed everything up for me. And I've been trying to explain to people why they need that understanding, where to go. I've now got a reference point. And it was the same with the business architecture book. I know we're not talking about that, but just to have in one place something that you can do. So anybody that's listening to this, the one thing I really encourage people to do, don't use AI to get lazy. Actually go the old route, pick a book up. You know, do some research. If you're fortunate enough and you can invest in some training, do it. All of my knowledge and my experience when I reflect has been pockets of different training along the way, some formalized stuff as well as on the job. So do not discount the old ways of learning, people.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. I'm much appreciated. And I think, you know, as coming back to what Stu said about, you know, our natural curiosity, BAs are naturally curious about things. We don't just take things at face value. We drill into them. We try and find out more about them. And there's lots of different sources. I mean, you know, books are just one, obviously. But there's lots of other ways as well. And you know, just watching videos on YouTube. I mean, I watched a very interesting one from Henrik Nyberg the other day, which was explaining generative AI. And although he speaks very quickly, there was just so much good stuff there. So, you know, there's lots of ways that you can explore and be curious and talk to other PAs, just like we're doing now. Yeah, that's really the essence of the BA Brew, isn't it? So that's my final thoughts, folks. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any ideas about future episodes, please contact us at babrew@ziskd.com. And don't forget to share and subscribe. See you on the next one.